old today, man.
Blog Talk Radio.
Word, man. She definitely getting big. Time is flying. You said, Black Cherry, stop fucking lying, Black Cherry. Is he in jail or not? Let me see. Let me see. Now you got me looking. Let's see. Huh? No. Let me see the chat now. I don't see anything. Stop fucking playing. What? Yes, happy birthday to my baby girl, man. Absolutely. Yo, she is so... He was arrested yesterday. How the fuck I know? I didn't know. I would have spoken about it. I don't know. Because that would have been a topic for last night. For like doing time for sexual assault on a minor. Now, I know the shit that he... I know what he's going through. But I didn't know the nigga was locked up. Yo, Black Cherry, stop fucking playing, man. Send the article to my email, man, please. Or somebody send it to me, because I don't see it. It's your little lying ass. Blake locked up. Who told you that? Huh? You said, happy birthday, Mahogany. That's my daughter's name. Also, that's what's up, man. Word up. I know y'all, I don't even want to ask y'all, but if y'all want to show my baby girl happy birthday, show some love, man, I'm going to send that shit right to her mama, okay? For real. You know what I mean? But definitely happy birthday, man. And it's raining down there, too, so it's kind of crazy right now. I think that it's raining. She was saying it's raining, or it stopped raining. One or the other. But if y'all want to show my baby girl some love, man, please do, man. You heard? Is he locked up, Black Cherry, with your little funky ass? Yeah, she two already, son. Two. Yeah, I try to be the best father I can be, man. That's what I can do, man. Let me see if anybody called. Somebody do a... I'm going to see if this phone line is open. Yeah, she's definitely two already, yo. We're walking. Look, she don't like talking to nobody. Like, she rolled her eyes down. She's like this. She's fucking, yo, she stank, man. She got a stank-ass attitude, but it's so funny. When I say sassy, that's not even a word, man. She is so fucking sassy. This is shit I'm going to have to deal with her ass getting old. This is how all y'all girls are, y'all little sassy little fucking asses. Yo, she's a fucking, I'm not lying. That girl is a trip. And that's my baby girl. She is a fucking trip. Like, she's one of those. She's going to be a problem, my nigga. I'm going to have to put my foot. I'm going to have a, get a chain, and like a necklace with a sneaker or a boot as a charm, right? To remind her. That's where that boot gonna be ready to crack in your ass, okay? You keep acting up. That boot is gonna remind her of what's gonna happen, all right? Yeah, man, y'all be having a hard time with girls. I see it. I see it, man. I fucking see it. Word up. Black Cherry. I'm not fucking with you, Black Cherry. You lying ass. He locked up. That nigga ain't locked up. Pick my shit up here. Little lying ass. Anyway, let's see, man. Oh, shit. Hold on. How's my little son doing? He's good. He was just over here a good week and a half ago. He was there. So my son is doing good. I spoke to him a couple of days ago. He's good, man. Whatever, nigga. Whatever, Cherry. Yeah, he's doing great, man. He's doing great, man. Came and complained. So my little man doing good, man. And he's seen his sisters on the video, so that's a good look. So, you know. All right, where I'm at. to the shittiest man. I'm just looking at the buildings and shit like that. I mean, it looks like he's doing... Can I say something? Go ahead, Big Mama. Get it, Pork Chop. Look at my girl right there, Beef Stew. Go ahead, baby. That's Beef Stew, baby. That's all Beef Stew right there, baby. You know what I mean? With extra potatoes from the can. Go ahead, baby. You know, the potatoes that be in the can, not even freshly cut. My baby Beef Stew. Go ahead, son. Shout it. Yo, listen. My nigga went and got Michael Jackson reincarnated. Look at this nigga. Okay? That nigga jamming. Why you can't get a black one, Dr. Mutombe, Fasunde, whatever you call yourself now. Look at this nigga. He paid that nigga in makeup. And a plate of fucking ribs. I don't know, yo. That's crazy. That nigga paid that nigga with a Applebee's gift card. They following him too. You know your mind. That nigga about to get on stage and do a moonwalk. Go ahead, nigga. Look at Pedro. Ooh, Pedro. You know that nigga Mexican. You that nigga from DR. Whip your head back, nigga. You gonna make the change. You better get on your heels, man. Get on your tippy toes, nigga. Do the hee hee. Let me see. That nigga all one. He going in too. He found that nigga on 34th Street in Manhattan. On 31st and 8th Avenue, nigga. Madison Square Garden. Wow, that nigga found that nigga right in front of Dave and Buster's, man. Dancing. Remember that bump, that video with the bump? He's dancing to Prince, but he goes into the smoke to blow the smoke out of his mouth and shit. That bum, he better than this motherfucker right here. I don't know where he found him at, but hey man, but like I said before, man, look, it looks like he's doing something though. You know, that nigga got on knee pads. I mean, he's doing something though. You know, so I just say like he first of all, he has to have a permit. Right? He's got Latasha John. He has to have a permit just to have all that. You see, he got all the speakers, the stage, and, you know, people have their little their business and shit like that, catering, stuff like that, music, so forth and so on. So you have to have a permit. So this man, he's doing something. Right? I don't think the school's up and running because I think instead of him having that party and having that party outside, I think, because that gym is big. He should have did it in the gym. You know what I mean? He should have did it in the gym. Listen to me. Oh, okay. Yeah, man. So, you will see that all the time in Las Vegas on the strip, no matter what day, they act like Elvis, Michael Jackson, and Prince. Absolutely. Yeah, he found that nigga at, what you call that shit? Steak Outback and shit. Right outside. Golden Corral, nigga. But anyway, man, I don't know. If anybody want to call in, man, let me know, man. I would like to, what you call it? A test call. You want to do a test call for me? I know I'm asking y'all for a lot, right? Shouldn't be a lot. Right, that's what I'm trying to ask. This, why would you call in and why would you even put in there and say, what's the name is locked up, Brother Polite, Black Cherry? Why would you even say that with your retarded ass? Huh? He's not in jail. Now y'all gonna make me really search this shit. I gotta search it now. Let me go on YouTube. Ooh, lying ass. Hold up. Brother Black. Now, because his anus court date in December or some shit? Oh, that's 1 year ago. I'm about to say, nigga, already? He not a jail, little nut. Man, I should block your ass just for that. Okay? I should just block your ass, Black Cherry, just for starting some shit. Go on his IG, he just posted something. All right, let me check this nigga out, man. Hold on, soldiers. Hopefully he ain't got me. Matter of fact, he was following me, so he probably still is following me. Come on. I wrote 90 books. What? You put up him sitting in the car 2 hours ago. Shit is real when you wake up living your dream. Okay. But evidently he's not in jail. Yo, I'm telling you I should block your ass. Yeah, I'm still on that, motherfucker. You started it. Your nut ass. You was crazy. Hold on. Yeah, did you take your medication today, man? Did you take your meds? Did you take your Ritalin in? Did you take your Ritalin? Hold on. Oh, my God. It's the wrong one. Hold on. It's the wrong one. For some reason on this, it don't have no sound to it. So I got to go to my other shit. I don't know why it's doing that. I can't even get any sound from Instagram on this one. So I got to go to my other shit. Right here. So let me see if I can see that. All right. Somebody did do a test call. Hold on. Let me see. Make sure my audio is right. Area code 510. Can you hear me? Is there a lot of static?
Yeah, bro. It sounds muffled.
Wow. Again. Wow. Let me check my microphone. My microphone is here. Go. Okay, hold on 1 second, love. Just 1 second, one last thing. Okay?
Okay.
Let me go to my settings. Excuse me, everybody. Come on. Settings. System. Go to sound. Microphone, my UBS is my fucking camera. Ah, shit. Do it sound better now or no?
It sounds 50% better, bro.
Yeah, because I changed it. Right. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, since we're on here, since you're on, do you have anything to say about this Dr. Umar thing? What you think? Do you think his school is going to come into fruition? Like he's really going to finish building the school?
Bro, I just got up in here and this Miss Drew.
Oh, what's up? Like,
I was just calling to do a transfer and tell Mahogany happy birthday.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you, Queen. You already know. Shout out to you and Bamboo. Salute to my nigga Bamboo out there. All right. All right.
We
you.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too. You all right? Peace. Yeah, shout out to me, Jewel, and my dude, Bamboos, man. Salute to them, man. Really good peoples over there, man. Much love to them. All right, so. All right. So, he ain't locked up, you little nut. I don't want
to. Blessings in abundance. You know, I'm too smart to be broke. You know, back out here. See, one thing about me is I'm consistent. So if you see me in the crib 5 years ago, 5 years later, I'm still there. That's a soldier. We're going to have a little lesson in how to save money, especially when it pertains to tax.
Yeah, I'm going to start watching them goddamn video, man. But look, at the end of the day, look, I don't know. Is that my boy that passed away? I think he was following him too, man. I think that's my boy. I'm not even gonna click on it, but rest in peace to Grammy, man. I think that's his shit. Rest in peace to fucking Grammy, man. Rest in peace to Grammy. God bless him, man. God fucking bless your soul, King. God bless you. Bless you, King. Anyway, let's go back to this dude, man. And let's see. Probably come back on today. Yeah, man. If somebody was saying the big girls love Dr. Umar, hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with a big girl out there. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with a big woman. You know what I'm saying? You take up damn near the whole damn bag, but just lay on your side, baby. You got to make some room for me. You know what I mean? But, I mean, listen, man, the women going to come. The women going to come while he's doing this. You know what I mean? So you know women's throwing cootie cat left and right. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. And look, the best people to do business with or go into business with is women. Men be having egos. You know what I'm saying? You know, but if women is on one accord, it'll be a powerful thing, man. But you know they throwing that motherfucking pussy at him. You know he catching it too, you know? But look, I don't know. Let me do this, man. Let's go through this shit real quick. I just came on here just to see, man. Where we at? Yo, remember this shit? This nigga was on this. Ray J was something else last night, man. That shit was really dope. That was a dope live last night, man. Yo, and the Kardashians still didn't say nothing yet. You feel me? So, is they gonna say something? I don't know. They definitely planning right the fuck now. What to say? Oh, God. Females hate to be cheated on, but love to be the one he's cheating with. I'm just a messenger. That's true in the motherfucker. I'm not going to indulge in that right now because I don't want no motherfucking trouble. But females hate to be cheated on, but love to be the one he's cheating with. Y'all bitches ain't shit now. So, damn well, he got a chick. You still good a nigga to ask. But now he comes to you now. She find out. Now he's with you. Now what? Should he trust you for what you was doing? You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to want him to cheat on you, but you just cheated with him knowing that he got a motherfucking girl. You know what I'm saying? Or he cheated with you knowing that he got a girl. Listen, man, females, y'all can't have it both ways now. All right? You can't have it both ways. Yo, this shit right here was embarrassing. I watched this last night. I had to save it. Let me just say this before I press play. I am happy that Busy Bone is doing better now. I never seen a backstage clip like this before with Bone Thugs and Harmony. The shit that they was going through, this explains it all. Like, I never seen this shit before. Check it out, man. Word up. I'm glad Busy is better. I'm glad he is focused. He's looking healthier, skin glowing, living well. Definitely dope and respect to him, man. But this shit right here made me think about something. DJ, thank you for the donation, family. Appreciate it.
This was the worst fucking show ever. We have done as all five at bottom line. For one, Blake, you gonna keep doing sound check. What the fuck happened? I actually left the fuck. I had to make sure the shit was there, but it didn't come out the way. Keep that door closed.
I did it wrong, G.
We done. Niggas done sound check. What the fuck happened?
This is what the fuck happened.
When you press
we got here,
another
it
place,
was on
G.
Bank 2. You, like, say you press 173?
It was on
what?
Bank 2.
I got two.
When we left here, it was on Bank 2. When we came back, it was playing on Bank 1.
Mr. B,
they good.
Stop them from taking measures.
They good. There's no excuse because when niggas went out there, niggas should have made sure shit was what it was. Niggas should have made sure it was on Bank 2 before we even went on stage. That's what I'm saying. B, you cannot leave the motherfucking stage when we are performing. We look stupid as fuck. This was the, dog, I was not even into this show because, nigga, from the jump, we looked at crazy as fuck.
I'm not trying to be extra over, but my brother's anguish is probably coming more from me not participating more than me participate. We need new shit.
New shit! Fuck the 90s! Y'all, what the fuck going on? Where you going? The G? I ain't say shit yet.
No, I was just going to use the bathroom if that's all right with you.
I hate niggas. I'm your little brother. If this nigga scream over you one more time, don't do nothing. I got him. If he scream over you one more time, if you wear earphones when we try to talk to you, you probably don't want to hear.
No.
You got a fucked up problem. You have a problem.
goes to show you like a lot of stuff about what they was going on, what was going on with Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know, they did a lot of drugs and stuff like that. And to see that happen to Busy and see the things that he was going through, he been through a lot. You know, he was kidnapped and so on. It just showed you the shit that one person can literally fuck up the whole vibe. You know what I mean? Like he fucked up a lot of shows. Like they said it. They said it a lot. Like he fucked up a lot of shows, and that's why they kind of like separated. That's why Busy went and did his thing. You know what I'm saying? And this is a prime example, and it just shows you the shit that he was going through, man. I kind of felt bad looking at that, but I'm glad that he's doing way better now. You know what I'm saying? He's living good. He's looking good. You know what I mean? He's looking healthy. Look like he got his shit on, you know? But remember he was, remember that shit he was going against the Migos? Remember he was sitting in the back of his house and he pulled out that Emma Fudd gun? That nigga was saucy, son. Reminds me when they had that versus. Yeah, but nah, fuck that. He was saucy. He kept it real, though, because they was trying to play him. They was dancing while he was, because, you know, they be doing the slow shit sometimes, too. So the slow music or whatever. So they was really trying to play them, like, dancing and trying to make fun of their music. So he was like, man, I don't like, he said, hold on. Yeah, I don't want none of y'all be fucking dancing to my motherfucking music. Let me perform, man. Let me dance and interrupt and try to make fun of our motherfucking song. When we rhyme, you let us rhyme. You know what I'm saying? And he said something. He said, suck my dick. He said, suck my dick. So I, like, come on, man. It's only right the nigga wild the fuck out. He said, suck my dick. These days, these kids now, especially these niggas in New York, nigga, suck my dick. Like these kids, like, really just be saying, suck my dick like it's nothing. Back in the day, you say, suck my dick, go get your gun. If you don't have none on you right now, you better hurry up and get out of here. Like you can't just say, suck my dick. Niggas don't play that shit. And I respect the Busy for throwing that bottle. I respect that shit. Fuck that. You say, suck my dick. Man, suck my dick. Everything you looking for some fucking, you know what I mean? You looking for some furniture to be moving around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So you don't, you know, you don't say suck my dick unless you really about to get busy. Busy got to leave them drugs alone. Yeah, but he's looking like he's doing way better. You know what I'm saying? But when he pulled out that Elmer Fudd gun, he was like, ah! Like he was very drunk. Like he can't even hold himself up. He was very drunk, and when he pulled that Elmer Fudd shit, the shit, like how he was sounding, that shit was crazy. You knew that. That nigga had way too many motherfucking drinks or whatever drug he took. He was very fucked up. I tell you one thing, the Migos know they can't fuck with no bone thugs. I mean, I don't know, man. Salute Abbott Shadow, you always be dropping that info. Oh, no doubt. But anyway, man, listen, man. If anybody want to call in, you call in, man. Let's continue. We're just going to scroll through this shit, man. Yeah, crazy. The only one that should get off that Crunchy Black. Wait, only one of 666 on get off is Crunchy Black. Yeah, Crunchy Black is something else, man. Yeah, that's my guy. Let's just scroll through some of this shit. Yo, this dude, Robert Williams, he got some dope shit.
Jerry Curl. Here for another answer, my man.
No, just some answers.
Nick, Eddie, get this punk out of here.
Back up.
Hey, that's my activator, man. Back up.
Okay, now, just put my activator down. Where were you the day Cookie Head got killed?
I was at the hair salon, man. I'm getting my curls out. I'm there all day.
Where?
Okay, I wasn't there all day, man. Afterwards, I went out with Crenshaw. I bought me some hair care products, man. I got some activator, some glycerin, and some curl activator.
I am not without the beach. You went down to the beach and you killed Cookie Head Chicken, didn't you?
No! Yeah, I tried, man. I put the activator down on the board. I wanted to do the slip and fall, but he turned into a breakdance move, man. I swear, I didn't kill him, man.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. So
truth and a prayer.
Yo, back in the days, that motherfucker activator was the shit. You hear me? I still remember how that shit smelled, family. That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, man. Let me see something real quick. Not to change the mood, right? But this shit like this?
Hoes mad, but I can't no mind. Only shit, but they come on my line. Call them bitch, and I'm really outside. Hoes mad, but I can't no mind. Only shit, but they come on my line. Call them bitch, and I'm really outside.
I don't know if this is a real song or if that's her, but I doubt it, but I don't know, but all right. This will be the same person who will after she do videos like this or whatever, she'll be the type that will call police on you in a minute. They'll be the one that will lock their doors when they see you walking across the street. Will clutch their purse and make sure she watch her back if you're behind her at the cashier line. You know, hey man, that's just me. Like I said, certain things like this, it look all the chains and all that shit. I feel like it's a mockery, but to us, we take it, we embrace it. You know what I mean? We embrace stuff like this. In some sort, they do this as a mockery in a form of fake embracing the music and wanting to be down all for recognition. See, we gullible. We are gullible people. Like we are. Like you do anything like this, you rap, oh my God, you are us. You nigga, you get a new name, White Chocolate. You know what I mean? Oreo. Graham Cracker. Something we're gonna give you a tag name. Black Annie. Something. Black Joey. You know what I mean? But in all reality, they know we are gullible. They know this is the way to get in. This is the way to feel, to get accepted. Just by doing this, knowing damn well, it's a psychological tactic. Black people, wake up. I don't know for what y'all think. Just wake up.
Rate him 1 to 10. 1. Rate him 1 to 10. 1. Raise him 1 to 10.
0.
Grandma, no. This is my boyfriend.
0.
Why would you do that? He looks good. A little dirt. That's a little dirt. Raise him 1 to 10.
He got dimples. He might be a 5.
I remember this shit.
Raise him 1 to 10.
0.
Raise him 1 to 15. Raise him 1 to 10.
2.
2?
I don't like him.
Why?
He think it's cute.
You what?
Oh,
rate him 1 to 10.
0.
Rate him.
Oh my God! Mine is 0.
Mine is 0, Grandma. Your pet's not even. Jesus! Oh, Mama, what in the?
Rate him 1 to 10. 1.
Oh shit!
Y'all haven't seen this in a long fucking time, son. I gotta play it one more time. I don't care. That's funny, son.
0.
Wow.
Grandma, no. This is my boyfriend.
0.
Why would you do that? He looks good. Yeah, little dirt. That's little dirt. Raise him 1 to 10.
He got dimples. He might be a 5.
Raise him 1 to 10.
0.
Raise him 1 to 15. Raise him 1 to 10.
2.
2?
I don't like him.
Why?
He think it's cute.
You what?
Oh,
raise him 1 to 10.
0.
Rate him. Oh my God! Mine is
0.
Mine is 0, Grandma. That's not even. Jesus! Oh! Mine is
Oh, Lord. Listen, man. Oh, shit. Don't look at that thing right there, all right? That's for special purposes, okay? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Whew, that shit was funny, fam. Don't ever get caught with no chick like this, man. Like, if you know your chick like this, don't just put your head under the covers, you heard? Wow, but I can guarantee you, family, that head game is fucking phenomenal. Do you understand? That bitch got no gums, but I know her head game is crazy. Yo, I wanted to say this, man. Some women with the best head, like, niggas don't even want to get rid of that. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, women who have, like, fellas, let me ask y'all a question. That, if there is another word for A1, my nigga, that's it. Let me ask y'all a question, fellas. Have you ever had a girl that just gave you, that had the A1 sauce head game, like the A1? And if you had one that really had that A1, how were you with her? Like you want her to suck your dick all the time, right? Like, how, like, what was your thoughts? Like, that's some shit that you do not want nobody else to feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Where you at? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, men is, all right, man, we could be easy, but it just be, if you don't ones that got that just the head game be so good, you don't want to leave them bitches alone, son. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Why you put the eyes up, nigga? I'm asking you too, nigga. I'm asking fellas. You too, Mike. What y'all put eyes up for, nigga? No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying me, like, who you doing that, but somebody be having that good, you know what I'm saying? Good dick will drop and make a bitch go crazy. What makes you think pussy won't make a nigga go crazy? Or that good fucking head game make a nigga go crazy? Are you feeling what I'm saying? Ladies, who got the guck mouth? The G-A-W-K mouth. Who got the guck gucks? Where's the gucks at? Huh? She just messed with my head. Literally, my head up. You stupid, nigga. You said what? Miss Charlie's like, I ain't gonna say nothing, but, I have been told, hey, that shit, Miss Shari, okay? But, yeah, who's the throat goat in this motherfucker? Yeah, some of y'all dropped out. Y'all like, nigga, kids, you can't hear this shit on a Sunday. Today is the Lord's Day. Today is God's Day. Get out the room now. Motherfuckers picking their kids out the room right now. Put the blood out of me on my phone. Yeah, they text me about why. Absolutely, motherfucking lootly. Absolutely, goddamn lootly. Absolutely, motherfucking lootly. Goddamn it. Bitch, I really like, yeah, I hear that shit, man. But somebody be having that shit that, like, you choke a bitch. If you even think you sucking somebody else's dick, bitch, I will choke you for nothing. Just thinking you sucking somebody else's dick, bitch, I'm going to choke the shit out of you. But don't even let me think this motherfucker. Okay? But now somebody be having that real good fucking head, man. That shit will almost drive you nuts, man. Word, some good throat goats, man. I don't even want to think about it. Shit, that shit fucking with my emotions right now. So let me chill the fuck out. I'm oh, shit. Look, where my grease at? Okay. I'm up here choking my motherfucking chicken. You know what I'm saying? My shit screaming in this motherfucker. No, nobody can hear you but me, nigga. Okay, then choke the shit out your motherfucker, okay? You know? But that's good. I need to focus. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't looking for no pussy, man. You know what I mean? But if you knock on that door, you know, let me stop. Just playing, man. I need my dick sucked. You know what I mean? But I'm just playing. Just playing. I'm stupid like that. Okay? With that being said, let me stop right now. Let me stop right the fuck now. I've been told by my ex and current dude that I am a good kisser. Yeah, I Kia. Yeah, you a good kisser. You love. Some of y'all are gonna be acting like y'all don't love, you know, giving head, but a lot of y'all love that shit. You know what I'm saying? And choking the shit out your ass and slapping the shit out you too. Like, you know what I mean? A little choke, a little slap, and shut up. Some women, like, they fucking, like get lost sucking dick, man. You know what I mean? All I want, I just want a lot of bubbles. You know what I mean? Put a lot of bubbles on my shit. I want the spit that hangs and shit. Spit, jerk. I want spit everywhere. I want my shit so slimy. I don't want to see food or mucus on it. Just fucking slimy. I want my shit greasy. Choke, gag, gulk, all that shit. And when I come, just don't neglect the kids. Don't neglect them. Don't spin them on the floor. Just take them down. You know what I mean? You spit it out, that's fine. You know? I fucking love it. Black Cherry, I hear that hot shit. Cherry is like 56 years old, hot in the ass. You probably one of them, what's that lady name? My grandma that looked real good, that be rhyming and shit, that was rhyming with her fat ass. Shit. All that, Miss Shari? God damn it. Man, y'all crazy up in it. At least y'all telling the truth. Niagara Falls, yeah, I like that wet pussy too. I like my bed wet, all that. I want moisturizer on my shit. You know what I mean? You know, I want moisturizer on my shit. So, yeah, man. Lord have mercy. Nigga, it's the Lord's Day. That's right, it's the Lord's Day. Listen, God know where my heart is at. Yo, I remember seeing this picture, right? It was a meme, right? You know how we have, you know, the people that we pass, you know, the ones that we love, that they may be watching us. You know that we have our angels that be protecting us. Yo, you know them angels when they be seeing y'all ladies playing with y'all roles and shit by yourself, how y'all be making them ugly ass faces, or like if a man was they just beating his dick. I know they like, look at this nasty bitch. You know what I'm saying? You just imagine who's really looking at you when you fucking choking your chicken. You know what I mean? There was a meme like that. That was crazy, son. That's crazy. I know. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. I said that shit one day. I said, big bro, I hope your ass ain't looking, okay? It was just because it just came to my mind. This was a while back. You know what I mean? So when you choking your chicken, be mindful of the spirits that could be watching you doing this, shaking their motherfucking head. So I don't know, y'all. Be easy out this motherfucker, okay? The Sabbath is Saturday, Mike. You good. I hear that. Shalom, shalom, sister, shalom. I'm 63 straight cougar because I look 45. Go ahead, goddammit, Gina. That's what I'm talking about, Gina. Burnett, yeah, it sounds just like it. That's what's up. So Gina, you like gulking too? I have to be respectful. But you say you a cougar. You join in this conversation. Your ass will get thrown in here too. So you like gulking too, Miss Gina? Excuse me. Do you like gulking, Miss Gina? Huh? I know you probably like them chains and all that shit. You 63, you look 45. That look. She said, hell yeah. You take care of your box down there? I swear to God, this is so fucked up. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? You take care of it down there? Because loose lips sink ships. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? You fresh? You know what I'm saying? Like, better not, look, grown ladies know how to wash their ass. I hope you soaking in Epsom salt and fucking in icy hot liquid. Okay? That's what's up. Listen, y'all, listen, man, y'all got a cougar in here. Y'all better go ahead now. Yo, baby face low, so where you at, Gina Burnett? Because one of these two, they might be in your town. Okay? And again, I want to say happy birthday to my baby girl, man. Y'all make sure y'all show my girl some love. Say happy birthday to my baby girl, man. My nigga said, do you have an IG? Matter of fact, yeah, let's. What's your IG? You have an IG, Ms. Gina? If you a cougar, you got IG, Twitter. You still got MySpace. You still got Jet Magazine, all that shit. You in North Carolina? That's crazy. All right, man. Well, Babyface is also want to know, do you have a IG? Huh? What you looking like, Ms. Gina? You gonna send us a picture so we can see? Huh? That's it, probably like, eh. One eye closed, one eye open. Ms. Gina got that big red bag hanging in the shower. Word. Yo, remember that shit back in the day? Yo, we had that shit too. The red shit that hang on the back of the door or right on the shower head. It be hanging right there with the tube and shit. That's the tube. That's the suck doodle out your ass. That's the doodle suction shit. I had to use that shit back in the day. I remember that shit, son. Remember that shit? Nigga, that's 80s. Well, you had to have been out before the 80s. I was born in the 80s, so God damn it, I remember that shit. That shit was hard and mad. It was rubber, too, huh? You said, no, you private? Oh, you, that's right. Talk your shit. You said the most beautiful women are private. That's right, Miss Gina. Do you want to show Black Lobster your picture? Yes, happy birthday to my baby girl, man. My girl is 2 today. Yeah, and also a heating pad. That's right. That's right, creative. Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, it came to my mind, but I just didn't even say it. But that's actually true. Yep, and you wrap that shit in a towel, and you lay on it or whatever, or put it on you. Absolutely right, love. That's right. Yep. Definitely a heating pad. But anyway, yeah, man, I'm not going to talk about too much of that sex shit because I don't want to get y'all hot and aroused and, you know, and get myself aroused, shit. I'm going to be choking my chicken tonight, shit, okay? I ain't doing it in a few days, so I'm kind of saved up. So, you know what I'm saying? My shit going to be a lot. Anyway, shit, okay? Ms. Gina said you got to catch her after the church, man. Miss Gina, you went to church today? I know you went to church today. Did you go to church today, Gina? Gina, I'm asking you for a reason because I have something to say to you. That's crazy. You 63, I respect my elders too. Let me be serious for a moment. I respect my elders. That's number one. I do respect my elders, but she jumped in our business now. Don't start no shit now. You know, I ain't start, you know, but I definitely respect my elders. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, some years ago, when I was living in Jersey, the lady was like, she was Trinidadian. Very pretty. I'm going to keep it a buck. I think she was like 63, too, or she was like 57 or something. This is, woo, 2016. It was wow. I was working at Walmart. So that's 2014, 2015, around that time. Because I stopped working at Walmart in 2016. Yeah, something like that. Nice Trinidad, nice lady. I met her on an online chick. Like, I mean, she looked beautiful for her age. Low haircut, stylish. And she was West Indian. I don't know if she was Jamaican or she was West Indian, put it that way. But very beautiful. Like she was pretty. The low haircut. But she was an older lady. But she looked good, son. Her ass, son, I was stretching her ass like this, nigga. I was like, hold his leg down. And she was doing it. But after a while, she was like, hold on. Look, my legs is tired. All that, so me in a big ass, she had a house with a big ass tub in it. Word up, son. Word up. And she said a hairstyle like the mohawk shit. Her vagina smelled good. But one time it wasn't bad, but it was like, all right, you ain't do something today. You ate something. Or, you know what I mean? It wasn't bad, but it was like, you know what I mean? You know, as you get older, your insides, you know what I mean? And I'm saying this, I'm going to be getting old too. So, you know, look, man, whatever she ate, she should have invited me over that motherfucking night. But, hey, I stressed her ass the fuck out. That was in 2014, 2015, even. And she was like, she had to be close to 60 years old, but she looked it so good for her age, like, word. Like, she looked it good. Like, you couldn't tell she was slim. Things a little tight on her body, like, word. I was like, wow. That's real shit, man. That was crazy. That was crazy. So some of y'all old ladies, y'all be having it though too. You know, it all depends, man. If you got it like that, shit, flaunt it, goddammit. Yeah, average shot, I hear that shit. Well, anyway, man, we look at a little bit more, man, then I'm going to get up out of here. Yep. But if y'all want to show some love, man, show some love to the platform. All right, for my baby girl too. But let me see what else. What the fuck? Looking like Mama Mabley. Yeah, but I know her fucking head game is stupido. Like, that's stupida. Loco. Loco top. I mean, god damn. It. I can't even think about it right now. My emotions. Okay? I forgot to play this shit a while ago.
This is part of the state's concern. I mean, nothing bad. Asking somebody to tweet to Michael Phelps, can you swim 100 miles in the ocean? That has nothing to do with intimidation. I ask you,
well, if I can communicate through a family member or somebody else, then I can communicate something else.
It's recorded.
So?
It would be found out immediately. That is a crime. Witness intimidation is a crime. It could be used in front of the jury's consciousness of guilt. That's not going to happen. There's no evidence it did happen.
Let's send the abundance of caution right now, and we'll leave it. I may change my mind some point down in the future. This is part of the state.
That's crazy. And I forgot to talk about this, but he's, you know, somehow basically he got access to a phone out there, and this dude got money, so he's gonna pay regardless of what they say. They're gonna unless they raid his cell every fucking night, then he ain't gonna be able to have really access to that. But if they're not just raiding his shit every fucking day, he's going to get that phone. Somebody's going to pay somebody from the outside, and they're going to bring that shit in. But see, here it is, though. Whoever, excuse me, damn. Hold up. Ooh, I had to catch myself. But anyway, if he got a cell phone, I'm pretty sure that shit is being hacked.
This is part of the state's concern. I mean, nothing bad. Asking somebody to tweet to Michael Phelps, can you swim 100 miles in the ocean? That has nothing to do with intimidation.
This is how you know they really want this dude, but they won't go for any of these fucking race soldiers out here, though. That's the shit that bothers me. They won't go to no race soldiers, but they're going to definitely go to our black dudes and lock them up. Gina Burnett said, I take care of myself, nice fat ass suit. I go to the gym 3 times a week. I'm not fucking with you. I do not want no trouble. Not today. Not on the Lord's day. My maintenance will be well also. Huh? But I still have to meet you. What? Oh, my nigga trying to see what's up with you, Miss Gina. Hit my nigga back up, man. You know what I mean? Bring it up. Tanika or Tanik, thank you for the paper. I appreciate you, sweetie. Hold up. Y'all crazy, man. I'm not fucking with you, Gina. Mike sent baby girl a package through PayPal. Oh, yeah, I got it. Thank you, Tanika. I appreciate you. I just shouted you out. I appreciate you. All that shit going right to my baby girl. I appreciate you. Bro. Yo, Mega, Mega was talking. Oh, my bad. Hey. Listen, Black Cherry choosing, nigga. Black Cherry's like, no, Gina, you better hold your ass. You know what I mean? Take your ass to the gym, love. Go ahead, Black Cherry. Oh, yeah, I forgot about y'all, too. Anyway, go ahead, Mega, do your thing, my G. You know what I mean? Gina up here showing her ass in here, okay? I'm just not doing it right now. Mm-mm. I'm not fucking with y'all, motherfuckers. Not today. Not on the Lord's day. Let's go scroll a little bit more, man. I meant to say this too, man.
But
this is crazy.
Been here for 2 days so far, and this line seems to be a daily thing here at the distribution center. There's about 6 of these set up. This one is at an abandoned mall. At least the line is moving a little bit now for folks, but just wanted to give people an idea. We are not even there yet.
It looked like this nigga trying to skip the line. I know somebody gonna be like, motherfucker, I know you ain't trying to skip me, buddy.
Eventually it wraps over there. I'm going to put my phone down because I do need to drive through some stuff up here.
Yeah, that shit crazy. What's the name? You said, Mike, you're going to have to start a YouTube connection show. Oh, no, I already, listen, like I said, I don't want to say too much and I have to chill out. But like I said, all that's going to be in that. You know what I mean? So I have something that I'm going to do. I'm just waiting on a couple of things and do a couple of things. So I'm definitely not off my square. So all that stuff is going to happen. We have our own community shit where we will have our own shit. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Believe me, man. Yes, it is. So we're going to have that. You know what I mean? To shoot that shot, shoot your shot. You know what I mean? Room and shit like that. All that. I'm gonna have all that shit together, man. Word up. But this shit in Jacksonville, this is very fucking sad, man. Very sad. The shit with 50 Cent talking about he even said some shit about his child saying that the eye is messed up or some shit like that. 50 just be going in. I really don't know what the fuck Lil Kim did to him, though. Like, you know? I like the song that they did back in the days. Wish list or some shit. That was my shit. They put me on your wish list. Be your lips on my lips. Some shit. That shit was dope, though. That was really dope. But I don't know what happened between them, but this dude is talking about a person's child when her verse wasn't even towards Nicki. And to be honest, I didn't even like Lil' Kim's verse on that song with Megan Thee Stallion. I wasn't feeling it. I'm not going to lie. She didn't put any... I just wasn't feeling the cadence, like nothing. You know what I mean? I wasn't feeling that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, the Magic Stick too, absolutely. But 50 be doing some real other stuff, man. Like, he's really Mr. Petty. And, but see, 50's very militant, right? He's very on point. His money is fucking crazy long. His security game is tight. I don't know if he's riding in bulletproof trucks like he used to, but his security game is tight. He got plants everywhere in the crowd and everything, so 50 is always being watched and always being protected. You know what I mean? So 50 be talking that shit, but he makes sure that he's, you know what I mean? He makes sure his security game is tight. But sometimes you make, you know, depending on what line he crossed, and you talk about somebody's child, God forbid, I definitely do not want this to happen to anybody, but if you put that wrong button to the wrong person, no security ain't going to be able to stop no fucking bullets. If niggas is coming at you with choppers and all that, if niggas got to go down before you get hit, you got to take niggas down to get to you, you never know what niggas' minds be on. So I just hope that, you know, just be careful, man. Like, you know, you got all this money. You don't have to be that petty. And she wasn't even talking about Nicki Minaj when you look at it, when you listen to it. You know what I mean? Like, that's unnecessary. And black people, check it out, goddammit. I'm about to get out of here, though.
I have explained time and time again why not to wash your chicken. And I still keep getting blown up in my DMs. So guess what? It's time to recruit a little help. Here's my girl, Kelsey, to educate y'all a little bit. Don't just take my word for it.
Thanks, Matt. You are absolutely right. Please, for the love of God, do not wash your chicken. You're going to get somebody sick. But here's some science facts to maybe persuade you a little bit more. Salmonella is the bacteria found on chicken, and it dies at 165 degrees Fahrenheit. So washing it is not going to remove the salmonella. Water doesn't kill salmonella, but it does love it. So when you wash it, you're spreading it all over your kitchen, and it's going to get on stuff, and you're going to get someone sick. The concept of washing chicken originated a long time ago when there were literal dirt and feathers on the chicken. So that's not the case anymore, so don't do it anymore. You're also adding water to the chicken, which means it's not going to brown as well, so it's not going to be as tasty as it could be at the end. If you still don't believe us, Google it.
Boom.
Ooh, Lord. Listen, to all white people across the land, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, black people, we wash our fucking chicken. We soak that shit in lemon juice and some fucking vinegar, all types of shit. We clean that shit with lime and all. Like, I clean my motherfucking chicken, okay? If that's the case, we supposed to have said something like that a long time ago, nigga. Okay? They be taking that shit right out the pack and just putting a pinch of salt and shit and you know what I mean? And cooking that shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers? These niggas do not know nothing about nothing. We clean our chicken. We love chicken. So we're going to make sure we treat that shit with love. We're going to wash you. We're going to clean it. We're going to season you up. We're going to patch it. Massage it. Make sure you get all nice and saturated with the juices and spices that we put in there. And we're going to gladly fry you and eat your ass. See, we treat chicken with love. Y'all just take the shit out the pack and just throw it in the fucking pot. Like, who does that? Nigga, you eating salmonella. Maybe your fucking intestines is immune to that shit. Okay? Get the fuck out of here. I'm washing my shit. Boom. Man, you better get the fuck up out of here with that shit, nigga. I wash my motherfucking chicken, okay? That's why I ain't got no season. They ain't got no flavor now. That's all they mean. I wash my chicken before and after. Yeah, son, I don't play that shit. I wash my shit. Clean up that sink first. Clean the sink. Wash it up straight. Wash it up real good with hot water. I need to see that shit smoking. If I choose to season my chicken in the sink, that's very rare I do it. Very rare I season my meat pause in the sink. But I put the chicken and whatever in the sink, wash it up real good, you know what I'm saying? And put it in a bowl, you know, season it in a bowl, you know what I'm saying? I clean my chicken, or especially if I do pork chops. Like, I haven't had pork chops in a minute, but if I do pork chops sometimes, I soak it in vinegar and lemon. And sometimes, I've done it a lot, but I don't do it as much, but I've done it enough to whereas, like, after I clean my chicken and shit like that, which I hate cleaning fucking chicken. I hate cleaning chicken. I fucking hate cleaning chicken. I know you do too. But I soak that shit in vinegar, and I soak it. If I don't have no lemons, anything like that, I just soak it in vinegar and water. You can soak your chicken. If you haven't done it before, I'm telling you, you can soak it in vinegar and water and put some vinegar in it and. That's the sound, and let it sit. And listen, I let it sit before for 24 hours, and I didn't even taste the vinegar when I cooked it. So don't worry about it tasting like vinegar. I promise you, just try it. You're not wasting your money. Look, trust me, I know. You can soak that shit in vinegar with the water. Boom. When you're ready. You wash it real good. You get the excess vinegar off of it. You know, you wash it again with water, hot water, warm water, whatever to your liking. Wash that shit, season it, boom. And it softens the chicken as well too. It don't make it discolor. It don't discolor the chicken. None of that. So vinegar and water. Trust me, soak that shit. It don't have to be lemon. It may not have lemon. Put vinegar, white distilled fucking vinegar. I hate cleaning. Quarter legs, quarter legs is the worst. You're right. I hate that shit. Especially if you don't have the scissors to cut the fucking, cut in between the thigh and the drumstick. That shit is crazy, son. You love mustard fried chicken, me too. Clean some shipments, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. I never had shipments in my life, but don't want it. You know what's good? Duck sauce chicken. I still got a big ass jar of duck sauce in there. Duck sauce chicken is pretty good. Duck sauce chicken. Yeah, my nigga got a lot of guns, man. I'm gonna come get a gun from your ass, nigga. I'm going that side to get me a whole bunch of guns. My nephew got me though. Shout out to my nephew, man. Word up. So I might have to go all the way to I was about to say the state. Because I talk too fucking much. But I gotta get me a you know what I mean? Some drums. You know? But cooking was one of my first loves. Cooking almost simultaneously. I love to cook, man. I love cooking. I love cooking. What about the guns? Yeah, I know. I already know. Anyway, man, let me see something else, and I'm really getting the fuck up out of here. Okay. All right. White people, y'all need to stop that shit. We clean the Ashik. Black people will listen to white people about anything else, but not cleaning our motherfucking shit. Woo! Not no lie. That we'll be like, now you got to stop right there, Kelly. We gonna clean our motherfucking chicken. Black people will believe anything else white people say, but not when it comes down to no fucking chicken. No, bitch. We gonna clean our chicken. Right?
I have arrived, and the spotlight on me, honey.
Oh, yo, can I say something real quick? Did anybody see the Martin, reunion? Yo, that shit was actually good. I seen it like a good week ago. I actually sat and watched that shit. Yo, it was really fucking good, man. Yo, when they did the tribute to Tommy, yo, let me tell you something. Man, listen. And I know y'all know where I'm going with this. Fellas, let me tell you something, man. I didn't know, man. I got choked the fuck up, nigga. Like, I couldn't hold it. I'm sitting right there watching this shit. I couldn't hold it. And then when that lady started singing that church song, I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, nah, stop. I got the fuck up. And I went to the bathroom. Like, I literally cried for Tommy, son. That was so good, man. I couldn't hold it. I wasn't boo-hooing, but they were flowing. I gotta give it I gotta give it to her. That was crazy, son. If nobody didn't watch the Martin the reunion, please watch it. It was so dope. And to be honest, I was a little bit skeptical of watching it because I know Martin is not pretty much the same like how he used to. You know, Kaiki got a little speech problem, but he did wonderful. You had a little in there, but Martin did so good. I mean, I'm proud of Martin, man. The Martin Show was, like a good highlight of our life, man. Martin Show is the best show ever created. There's not one show. I love Sanford and Son. Nigga, my tag one will tell you, I can watch Sanford and Son all day and don't watch nothing else. And I know word for word every damn show. I know every episode of Sanford and Son. I'm an old nigga. Jeffersons I love. Really, Sanford and Son is my shit, but I love the Jeffersons, all the other shit. But Martin beats everybody's show. Every sitcom that was ever created, Martin beat it. Hands down. There's no other show that can top Martin. To me, none. No show can fuck with Martin, son. There's no way. And we still laughing at the same shit, and we know what they're about to say. Martin was crazy, son. But that reunion was so good, man. I'm glad I was able to watch it. That Tommy tribute, that was something else, though. Wow. That was really something, man. I don't think I could watch that part again, though. That shit had a nigga in here sniffling. Words, son. Because, you know, like, Tommy, he like, that was the perfect mesh of artists that came together. Like, there can't be no reunion. Martin said he's open to it, but it can't be no reunion without Tommy, but he's open to it. Like, there's no fucking way. You see, I came from my homie funeral was Friday, and it ended with his daughter reading a poem she wrote called "Daddy, Where Are You?" That had everybody broke it down. Still hurt. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's just crazy, man. Well, God bless to your homie that passed, man. I don't even wanna let me get out that zone right now. Let me get the hell out that zone right now. Fuck that. I'll tell you one thing. Everybody, make sure you find any quarter that you have. You better start looking at that shit right now. Man, I jumped the fuck up and looked at all the quarters. I'm like, God damn it. Check that shit.
This quarter sold for more than $2,000. And here's why. You are looking for a 2004 D Mintmark quarter. And it's going to be the Wisconsin State quarter. You're going to look very closely at the corn. And yes, it has the juice. And we're going to look right below the leaf right here. This little speck right there is what you're looking for. They call that the high extra leaf. There it is. There's a better close-up.
And I ain't gonna front. I think I had that shit before, man.
And that makes it work.
Don't you feel like you had that damn shit in your damn pocket?
Mint State 66 for over $2,500.
Yeah, if you find that fucking Wisconsin quarter, that shit is worth $2,000 or $2,500. I feel like I had that shit in my pocket before. Shit. I'm niggas, check every quarter you got. Anyway, this is my last one. I'm pretty much done here. I'm done. Oh, yeah, that other one. Hold on. Wait a minute. This. Nigeria has reportedly seized 7,000 donkey penises intended to be smuggled to Hong Kong. Now, you know they be having them dick celebrations in China. Y'all know that, right? Having big floats of penises and shit like that. They have some shit where they praise penises. Remember when I was telling y'all that they found, that they were saying they found thousands of black males' penises being shipped to China? How ironic, in Nigeria, they trying to smuggle donkey penises to Hong Kong. What's going on with these ding-dongs? What's the infatuation with cock, man? What's going on? This shit don't seem right. This shit look crazy. I don't know, man, but watch out, man. That lets you know what the fuck is in your Chinese food. What's in your Chinese food? Fuck what's in your wallet. What's in your Chinese food? Get that fucking, what you call them shits? Not General Tso's, but the chicken fingers. I ain't never seen no chicken fingers with that fucking, that little dough crust around the damn chicken finger. Remember that shit like look like fingers? Like real fingers, like, nah, family, that's probably sliced fucking dicks, man. We don't know what we eat when we go to the Chinese food. Guess that? These niggas is putting all types of love muscles in there, son. Nigga, I never seen beef look like the beef that you get when you buy beef lo mein. I never seen a slim, stringy, strawny, shriveled up piece of beef. That has to be a cat leg. It has to be shaved from the top of the vertebrae of a fucking feline, man. Come on, son. Now niggas going to the Chinese restaurant right now. I can clue by doing this shit.
Throw the queen's
back.
Queen
Latifah? No. Beyonce?
No.
Janet?
No.
Miss Think Big, bitch. No. That was my shit.
Thornhill?
No.
Tony Braxton?
No.
Diana Ross?
No.
Tracy Ellis Ross?
No.
Monica?
No.
Brandy?
No.
Maya?
No.
Missy?
No.
The Spice Girl?
No.
Alicia?
No.
Ashanti?
No.
Mariah?
No. Girl, the Queen of England.
Adele?
No.
Who the hell they talk?
Yeah, that's crazy. But anyway, man, look, man, I've been here long enough, man. This live was okay. It was all right. Probably come back later on. It all depends what happens today. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. I'll see y'all motherfuckers later. You heard? I only buy shrimp fried rice and chicken wings. I don't do none of that other fancy shit. That shit is a dub. No more lo mein. No more fucking. They ribs. Why they ribs be all chopped up? I'm spare rib tips. I'm good. I'm good, man. That could be that could be a motherfucker that's on a paper that said they was missing, man. It could be a piece of their fucking calf muscle, man. Man, y'all niggas is crazy, man. I'm out. Bye. Y'all niggas crazy. Oh, Regina?
Yeah,
yeah, man, she's on Instagram.
Can I say something?
If I paid you to send a card, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, you don't know. Whatever you leave me, I take. And I'm serious too. I was saying that as a joke, but I'm serious though.
whatever you discern, I send that shit right back. I really need some food again. You know I ain't lying. Yeah. Look. I was afraid to even say it. So, look, I get it. Look, one thing I can tell you is right now, I can't. Yeah. Absolutely. Please don't make me feel worse. I know it's not you not saying it to me. I know it's not told me, but absolutely, I feel it too. And I'm feeling more because these motherfuckers playing with my monetization. I told you when I was saying, like, I really don't care because I'm getting money on the back end. Because I know, like, I swear, man, this month, next month would have been even greater, yo. So I'm so pissed behind that, man. I'm really pissed behind that, yo. I'm really pissed. Best friend, shit looking good. Shit was going good. Y'all gonna fuck with me. That's why I know exactly what I'm gonna do this time. I'm not playing. And when they give me my monetization back, watch how hard I go in, girl. You hear me? When I say I'm gonna go in, and when I was going back and going hard, it was paying off. This month would have been so good, Ash. And this month would have been so fucking good, bro. Fuck these motherfuckers. It's all good. I feel, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. I bet you if I wanted to holler, I'd probably get something from them or whatever. But I don't want to do all that. I'm not saying that's good. This thing is crazy. Not to just go, you know, like throw that out there or anything like that. But like, what the fuck, man? Like, come on, this is some weird shit. But I can't get. You know, I wanted to get upset. I really wanted to get. And I can't even donate to my daughter. Then how people are so fucking funny? How people are so funny? If I do that, they get it. Think that I'm doing it. That's how weird my people are. Right, that's exactly what I said. And you see how smooth I try to do it? I say it, then move straight onto something else. That's on purpose. A lot of, so you know, it's a lot of haters, man. What? Oh my God. Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I don't want to kill you, okay? Go. Listen, can it kill to me? Don't give up. No, listen. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I know you're going to want me to put every female and just spread my dick out there. I don't want you to give my pussy away. How much I be giving niggas the head that I be getting? Like you said, you know, because everybody don't get the same head. They don't need to get any type of level of head. Not level 1, 2, 3, 4, 0. That's none. Okay? I mean, they're hot as hell. On fire, I'll be burning the sheet. That's how hot I be in this motherfucker. You crazy? And that's why I tell him, like, I be in here choking my chicken. See, I don't be sitting up here lying. I will choke my chicken. You know?